It's always exciting a new year, isn't it? Is everyone excited by the new year?
Yes.
Yes.
No, Jill's not. Why?
I'm too old. Too many of them.
I rebuke that in the name of Jesus.
Yes, I'm really looking forward
Thank you. It's always a time where we get to reflect on a year gone by, but also look forward to a year coming. I know Body's already put Simon on the spot, so I apologise, Simon. You're more than welcome here. I'm glad you're here. But I want to put everyone on the spot. Can I just get a show of hands if you weren't here on the second week, as in you'd never been here before on the second week of January 2018? So 2018, a year ago, 1 year ago, you were not part of this church, you'd never been, it wasn't for you, and now you're here. So there's a few people. We're so glad you're part of us now. But when I was preparing, I just really felt the Psalm 34 was for us, and I wanted to remind everyone in our congregation of the goodness of God that we have seen over the 2018. And Psalm 34 just says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul makes its boast in the Lord. Let the humble hear and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me. And let us exult in his name together. I sought the Lord and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to him are radiant, and their faces shall never be ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The Lord said, let there be light, and there was light. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and delivers them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. Oh, fear the Lord, you his saints, for those who fear him have no lack. The young lions suffer and hunger, but those who seek in the Lord lack no good thing. When we stood on the edge of 2018, we had all these dreams and visions, all these desires that we wanted to see come to pass as a community and as individuals. I'm sure if you look back, you'll remember that we were trying to think, what is going to happen this year? What is going to happen this year? So we stood on the edge of 2018, on the edge, and we were looking over thinking, what is going to happen this year? And what an amazing 2018 we had. How good God was to us in 2018. I just want to show you these pictures. Does anyone remember when it's getting dark and light and dark. Does anyone remember when this room looked like this? Yeah. When we had this lovely heating system. This lovely heating system up here. The breeze blocks were quite nice. The hole in the floor's here. That was over here. And there, and the staircase up there. The ceiling used to fall in. Have we got that? We've not got this corner. But this corner used to be open. It used to be our air vent. And the water used to just pour in when it rained. We had those lovely red chairs. So everyone missed them. Wow, that's how we started 2018, with a dream and a vision of building something secure in Barnet for the kingdom of God. Look where we are now. Hallelujah. I will never tire of the story of how this center came to be how it is. I will never tire of the fact that we just went across the road during a prayer and fasting week and just spoke to some builders across the road, asked them to put a toilet in. They came across. They ripped everything out. New kitchens, new bathrooms, disabled facilities. shower, they've skimmed the walls, they've put a new floor, a whole new floor. Not just a topping, but a whole new floor. Spent about £100,000 just doing it up. Now, who would have thought at the beginning of 2018 that would have happened? I promise you I wouldn't. Never heard of anything like it. God is so good and faithful towards us. There's another thing that I wanted to just highlight. But staying on the building a minute, it's not just the physical that we see, but also in the practical background stuff. So we've only ever been given like a year or 2 years maximum contract at a time. And actually we were out of contract with the council. Lease, contract, sorry. Bryn. Bryn will tell you the difference between the two. They'd only give us, and we're out of lease for quite a long time. And now we're on the edge of them giving us a 25-year, if not more, contract to stay here. Lease to stay here. Lease. And they're also looking at the amount of rent, and I'm hearing it's quite a good whisper that we're hearing. Not to say too much because it's not agreed yet, but the whisper is good that we're going to be here for a long, long time. That we're going to be here on this land with this building. But I've been reminded of David and Goliath over Christmas. That's what I've been reflecting on. And I was reflecting on the fact that David and Goliath, the fight between David and Goliath was not the beginning and end of David's fights. It was in the middle and actually the beginning of his ministry. And actually he had to fight bigger giants than what he fought with David and Goliath. There were bigger giants to fight in his distance. And what he did was he looked backwards and he saw David and Goliath and he saw the defeat of Goliath. And he was like, I can handle anything now. God is with me. And he built testimony into his story so that he could look forward and not be afraid. So let's build this testimony in our heads, in our minds, in our hearts. Let's build this testimony as we look forward to 2019 and say, where could we be at the end of 2019? And we have dreams and hopes and visions. But God will breathe on them. As we trust in him, as we live in him, as we enjoy him, God is going to breathe on us. And the verse in Psalm 34, which says, come taste and see that the Lord is good. I believe there's a testimony of what our community has seen over the last year that will become real to people and individuals over the next year. I believe God has given us a foundation of faith to build on. And just as you, if it is your first week here, if it's your third week here, if it's your fourth, fifth, tenth, take the testimony of this community that you are part of, this family that you are part of, build that into your life and say there is nothing that is impossible for God. There is nothing that is impossible. His providence, there's nothing impossible. His protection, there's nothing that is impossible. Build that into your own story. Because I believe you're going to see some seismic changes over the next year personally. I think people's personal testimonies are going to start coming out. Build on the foundation. Something else that I was really chuffed about was the next slide. I feel like we're in a place where we as a church have built a real vision and culture, and we're building on this, and we have this to go forward to for the next, 25 years while we have the lease. Or 60 years if we get the one we're asking for. But God has spoken something into us which is a foundation for us. That we will go after the presence of God. We'll go after salvation of people and our own salvation. We'll go after the community that we live in being transformed for the glory of God. We're going to build cultures of family, honor, generosity, purity, and courage. We're going to make sure that when we're making decisions, we're holding on to these things. And how does making this decision mean that we're living out that culture? Everything that we do, this is going to be the foundation for which we're going to be building on over the next 25 to 66 years, depending on how long the lease is. But it's exciting. It's exciting to have that It's exciting to know that God is breathing on something, that we're part of a family and a community that is seeing the power of God at work in our land today. We will see the goodness of God in the land of the living and come here, taste and see that the Lord is good. Taste and see. Declare it over your life. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Taste and see. Take a big bite out of it. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Do you know when you accept Christ as your Lord and Saviour, you are tasting and seeing the goodness of God in the land of the living. God is good. Come taste and see. He transforms lives. He takes your life and he makes it something beautiful. So good. And that's why Body is so kind of on the whole, we need to be inviting our friends. We need to be inviting people. We need to be telling them the gospel. We need to be inviting them in so that they can taste and see that the Lord is good. Let this testimony that we have not just be for us, but for those around us. Let this testimony of God's goodness, speak it out, tell people. Let them taste and see that God is good. There's a hungry world out there. And the third thing, which I don't have a photo of, is I guess the way that we ended 2018 with the carol concert. That was the best service we've ever done. So many people in here served and sang and led worship and choir, brilliant, and you know, the guy on his accordion. It was just something of a celebratory feeling and fun. It was the biggest service we've ever had. We're thinking about 240 attendants altogether, which, you know, it's just, it's a sign of the health that God is breathing into us as well. And it's, you know, it makes me think as I stand on the edge of 2019, what will we see next Christmas? How many services are we going to have to run in order to get everyone in? Everyone in the choir, I would start practicing now because your vocal cords are going to need some extra, you know, oomph and ability. God will give some extra energy. Manuela, you're on it, yeah?
Yes.
Five backs are back next year.
Money's right, why not?
Yeah, absolutely.
You'll get paid in heaven. Trust me. Okay, but anyway, this is not really what I was meant to be talking about today, but I just felt that as we stand on the edge of 29, I wanted to inspire you. I wanted to make you full of faith for what God has for us. Because 2018, we've slain some giants, but 2019, we're going to slay some more. It's going to be really fun. It's going to be an extraordinary year. And as I was thinking about group life, which is what I'm talking about today, God was really speaking to me about community and others, especially because in the new year, we often think of the things that I want to achieve in a year. We often are quite self-focused. Can I just think about it? If you've done the focus sheet or if you have done your kind of own resolutions or however you do the new year, can I ask how many people have got commitments which are other-focused? So not self-focused, but other-focused. John has, good. Precious has, Pat has, Lisa, Simon has, Simon, you're welcome. God challenged me on this because I was making all these commitments to self-develop and develop me. And don't hear me wrong, self-development is a positive and good thing, having goals and achievement. But if it doesn't go beyond self, then you're missing the call of the gospel. You're missing the call that is on your life for the gospel of Jesus Christ. God, the gospel calls us to be other-focused within a community. He calls us to be united together as a family and to be focused on each other's needs and desires and the things that we need. And he sets a pretty good example. I'm going to read Philippians 2, And I'm going to read it in the Message. Mostly we at this church would use the ESV version. The ESV is a really kind of literal version of the Bible. Then you come through to the NIV, which isn't as literal, but tries to be as literal, but tries to be more readable. And then you come all the way through to the Message, which I'm going to read from today, which is a paraphrase. So someone who's quite studied in the Word, but very reflective on what the Word says, and trying to paraphrase and make it more and more understandable for us thickos. Sometimes it's good and sometimes it's not so good, in honesty. There's some verses which in the Message don't really say what God's word says. But I like what it says in this one, so I'll use it. Okay, so Philippians 2. If you've gotten anything at all out of following Christ, if his love has made any difference in your life, if being in a community of the Spirit means anything to you, if you have a heart, if you care, then do me a favour. Agree with each other, love each other, be deep-spirited friends. Don't push your way to the front, don't sweet-talk your way to the top. Put yourself aside and help others get ahead. Don't be obsessed with getting your own advantage. Forget yourself long enough to lend a helping hand. Think of yourselves the way Christ Jesus thought of himself. He had equal status with God, but he didn't think so much of himself that he had to cling to the advantages of that status no matter what. Not at all. When the time came, he set aside the privileges of deity and took on the status of a slave, becoming a human. Having become human, he stayed human. It was an incredibly humbling process. He didn't claim special privileges. Instead, he lived a selfless, obedient life. And then he died a selfless, obedient death. And the worst kind of death at that, a crucifixion. Because of that obedience, God lifted him and honored him far beyond anyone or anything ever. So that all created beings in heaven and on earth, even those long ago dead and buried, will bow in worship before Jesus Christ and call out in praise that he is the master of all, to the glorious honour of God the Father. The gospel is completely other-focused. Jesus had this problem when he was on earth, that the Pharisees, the religious people, didn't like it when Jesus took his message to people who were not like them. You read it in Luke 15, when he's about to talk about the parables of the lost son. And it says at the beginning of Luke 15 that around Jesus were all the tax collectors and the sinners. Jesus gathered people of kind of rapport that the whole community didn't really like and were rejected by the community because of who they were. He gathered people in. And the religious were like, what's he doing here? We don't want them here. We want to reject them. He gathered prostitutes. He let prostitutes wash his feet with their hair and their tears. He had people around him of ill repute. And the Pharisees didn't like it. But Jesus' gospel is for the whole world. Jesus' gospel attracts the whole world. People from every walk of life. When we talk about tax collectors, they wouldn't be poor people. So it's not just talking about people who are physically poor, but it's those who the society would think of in ill repute. Jesus gathered all kinds of people around him, rich and poor, and they were all hungry to hear this message because this message was good news. The gospel is good news. That Jesus would leave the comfort of heaven, the God of all gods, the King of all kings, the Lord of all lords, would step out of heaven into our world. This world that he created, this world that had fallen and ran away from him, this world that rejected him. Jesus stepped into our world. And he lived a life which attracted many people. And then he died a death that paid the price for all of us. He died on that cross for us. He was nailed to that cross for our sake, because of his love for us, he would put himself in a place where I was more important than his own life. The gospel is an incredible thing which is attractive. The gospel is an incredible thing that reunites me with God. The gospel is completely other-focused. It's choosing not to be offended by those who are around Jesus. It's choosing not to be just focused on me and my own achievement. It's focusing on the other. And it's alien to this world that we would do that. It's alien that we don't, as it says up ahead, it says that we should be not pushing our way to the front, not sweet-talking your way to the top. Our aim isn't to climb our way in a ladder. The life in church is not climbing a ladder to the top so that you're the one in charge. It's a family life. It's a life where I care for my brother more than my own self. And actually, that is the way that you get glorified by God, when you care for the other around you. It says at the end that Jesus was lifted high for this reason, because he gave himself up, thinking of the other before himself. Are you making decisions to be generous with your time, your money, your energy, your emotions, your spiritual being, bringing that to other people? Or is it just about you and developing and growing you? As we talk about groups, is your commitment to a group or wanting to go to a group because actually, oh, I think I'll do better if I go to that group? That's a good thing and a good thing to do. Develop yourself. Fan into flames the gift God has put inside of you. But what about the other people in that group? Actually, they need you just as much as you need them. They need the testimony that you're living. You need the testimony they're living. We are a gift to each other. And I want to ask this question. Have you got anyone who you feel you are a deep-spirited friend with? Those words really kind of tingled me inside. Just like, is there anyone who you are a deep-spirited friend with? Who you can trust? Who you can love? Who you know you can be honest with when things are going a bit pear-shaped? Or you know that you can share something with when you know you need support? And you know that they'll come alongside you, they'll love you, they'll guide you, they'll be with you, they'll be family with you. Have you got people that you're being honest with? Have you got people that you're living an open life with? If we're going after purity, that is a really important thing. Be deep-spirited friends. Carry each other's burdens. Love strongly. Agree with each other. So that's the challenge for me for 2019. And we have got lots of groups which are other-focused. So as you look at the groups, as the leaders come and just share a little bit about what their group's going to do, just think, is that for me? And how can I be other-focused in making my decision about my time and my energy? How can I be family? How can I be generous? How can I encourage us to be purely walking together in the Lord? How can I encourage each other to be courageous? Okay, the groups, they're all very exciting. My slide isn't, but the groups are. So if you're a group leader, can I just ask you to come up quickly? I talked longer than I thought I should. I prepared some of you. The ones I haven't prepared, I apologize. Yeah, you come up, Jill. And can I grab a mic? Okay, I just want these group leaders. They're amazing. Let's give them a round of applause. These are the people who will be leading the groups this term, who've given their time. Okay, 30 seconds each. Just introduce who you are, where you are, what the group is.
Right, I'm Tim. And I just wonder, has anybody thought sometimes, I'd like to go a bit deeper in terms of what we're thinking about, what the Bible says about issues and things like that. Let's discuss it. Let's go into a bit more depth than is actually possible to do on a Sunday morning. And let's really engage with things that are happening around us, the sexual revolution, secularism, all these kind of issues that we're facing. Anybody thought like that?
Yeah.
Oh, well, if anybody's thought like that, this kind of group is for you, all right? Yeah, I'd love you to come along. It's called Engaging in Culture. We've got a little sort of flyer thing, so do grab one of those. We're going to be talking about things like the sexual revolution, British values, legislating morality, why work, and we'll go on to various other topics as well. If that's interesting, once a month on Sunday nights in our house, do come along. We'll try and squeeze you all in.
Hi, I'm Michelle, and I, along with Alan, will be running the shelter on a Saturday evening, and we will run from the 2nd of March until the 4th of May, inclusive. And during that time, we have about 17 guests come to the shelter, and we spend time chatting to them and fellowshipping, serve a meal, and then we stay overnight. Two of us will stay overnight with the guests, and then they will leave about 8:30 in the morning. And going back to what Andy said, really about loving our community, where the last time we ran the shelter, we've run the shelter since we've had the building, which I forget which year it was, but this, as you can see, was a bit of a wreck, really. Mm. But the guests used to say this was one of their favourite places to come, and I don't think that was about us, but I think it was because they felt really loved and they experienced the love of Jesus in here, so we hope that that will continue. So if you fancy showing the love of Jesus in a practical way, please talk to Alan or myself after. Thanks.
Hi, my name is Dorla. I run a group for women called Wait. We meet on the second Thursday of every month at my house. It's called Wait from the verse from Isaiah that says, "Wait upon the Lord, and he will renew your strength." And what I have discovered in my life is that when I spend time with God, he does renew my strength. And that, therefore, that's what the group is for any women who want to reconnect with God or be encouraged to connect with God. And as we connect with God, our perspective changes. And again, we've got something to bring out to the community.
Hi, I'm Andy. And I'm going to be running a year-long group, actually, because we're doing the Bible in 1 year. Me and Zoe wanted to do the Bible in 1 year, just reading through the whole Bible from front to back. There's an app called the Bible in 1 year, very helpfully. You can listen to it, you can read it, and it has some notes on Scripture as well. But we really value what Scripture says, and we wanted to invite you along to do that with us, being other focused. So once a month, if you join, we'll gather together at our house. We'll just chat through and pray for each other, but encourage each other to read through the Bible in 1 year. I haven't decided. It'll be on the website, or you can speak to me.
Hi, I'm Jill. Duncan and I gather new people together and we eat a meal and just talk about the church and do a couple of Bible studies just so that to get to know people who are new. And we'll do that, I don't know. Dates will go out.
Hi, I'm Alan. We meet every other Tuesday night at our house in Mill Hill for fellowship and food. We've been following God's Answers to Life's Difficult Questions by Rick Warren, which has led onto discussions and prayers. We spend time each week encouraging and praying for each other. At the end of the term, we arrange a social evening where we invite people outside our life group to join us. All are welcome to join us for tea, coffee and cakes, or on alternate weeks, a meal. On alternate weeks, a meal.
Hi, I'm Sandy, and I run a group that meets in the daytime for mainly mums who are around in the daytime, and we just do life together. We talk about the ups and downs of parenthood and other stuff that's going on in our life, but mainly we pray for each other. We pray for situations in our lives, our friends' lives, and this time we're also going to be reading the Psalms together. And in the chaos of that, we have lots of little children running around, which is quite fun.
Hi, I'm Noeta, and the group is in Finchley. We meet up every Wednesday, and we read the Bible. We just choose the verse or chapter, and we just read, we discuss, and you know how, because we all go through, we have a different periods in our lives, so God speaks to individuals, and it's interesting to hear what God says to us as different people in a group. And we pray for each other. And as Andrew was saying about being as a community, that's what we're trying to build in our life group. We share a lot what's going on in our lives and what God does in our lives. So yes, you're welcome. Please do come and join us Wednesday, 7:30.
Hi all. Boy. I think I just woke somebody up at the back there. My name is William Abram and Lucy Abram. We've been blessed since we've arrived in this church. I've got to be honest. When they mentioned, were you here February last year? I realized by that time we've been here about 4 months. Yeah, it's just been incredible. But anyway, we are helping, I think, two other couples and two other singletons to present. I'm saying that on behalf of Duncan, because I made the mistake by saying, oh, we're 3-4 couples presenting Alpha Course. And Uncle said, no, 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 my daughter's not a couple. So anyway, she's blushing. So we're 3 couples and 2 singletons presenting Alpha Course starting on the 31st of January. I mean, I am personally so excited. I don't know if you can see it on my face, but I am over the moon. It's going to be incredible. Honestly, we had an amazing Christmas time. There's a lot of people that we invited in our world that we know are coming. I know each one of you have invited people. So please, personally, I know the best thing is you've always got to follow up. You know, people forget about it. People have busy lives. So follow up with those people. Remind them about the course. Some people you can bribe with food, because we'll be there for spiritual reasons. But we'll be feeding their stomachs as well. So it's not a... And it's a wonderful place where you can ask any questions. I used to be that guy that asked the tough questions, and now I have to answer it. So it's come full circle. But anyway, so I hope you can all join us.
I'll just add who the other 6 leaders are. So it's James and Ornella, Lauren and Lau Lau, and Nia and Joseph as well.
The observant amongst you may have noticed that I'm not Laura Newbury. I'm Steve. Unfortunately, she can't be here today, but she is launching something called Baby Basics. So they prepare Moses baskets full of all of the things that mums need when they've just had a baby, and some of these mums don't have anything. So I think this group, apologies, I don't actually know a whole lot about it, but there'll be lots more information on the website. But I think what Laura would like is for the moment for people to gather with her and just pray for some of these mums, these people who are maybe in very difficult situations. So as well as giving them, well, potentially donating stuff, but I think really at the beginning, just gathering with her to pray for some of these mums.
Very good. Very good, thank you. So just as they stood up here, take a mental picture of who they are and then harass them about their group if you want to join them. It'll also be on the website as of Tuesday going forward. It'll be on the website and you'll be able to join up. And over the next 2 weeks, we'll have sign-up Sundays where you can go on the website and sign up. Alpha's actually already up there. So if you want to go on Alpha, then you can go onto our website now and it's already on there and you can look at it. I went on a similar course to Alpha. I'm really excited we've got Alpha going. I think it's going to be one of those building blocks that we have in our church for seeing salvation and seeing people come to know the love and goodness of God. I became a Christian on a very similar course. It was Christianity Explored, which is very, very similar to Alpha. And honestly, you just get to ask and discuss and open questions. And it's not all about the leader having all the answers on the table. It's just that discussion, that open discussion. This is what life is about. Although I'm sure Will knows all the answers to all the difficult questions. So please come and ask him. But God is good and he breaks in as we spend some time just letting people ask questions. God is faithful and just. So that is the end of what I'm going to talk about today. Please do be other focused and be thinking about how is this my family and how do I build myself into this family. And I'm going to hand over to Manuela to just lead a song in the band. I'm just going to pray for this term ahead. Father, I thank you for the testimonies of your goodness in our community, Lord, in our family, in this place, Lord Jesus. I thank you that we can reflect back on 2018 and see your goodness all over it, Lord Jesus. Even when there's been battles, Lord Jesus, you have brought victory, Lord Jesus. You've been with us, Lord. And we look forward to 2019 and we just say, Lord God, we're here for your glory, Lord. We're here to see your kingdom come. We're here to join groups, Lord Jesus, to see your kingdom come. We're here to run groups to see your kingdom come, Lord Jesus. I pray that you'd be stirring our hearts, Lord Jesus. You'd be speaking to us. You'd be inspiring us, Lord Jesus. And you'd be encouraging us for the year ahead, Lord. Lord, I cannot wait to see what you're going to do this year. I cannot wait to see the adventures, Lord Jesus, that we walk in, Lord. And Lord, we just say now, our eyes are fixed upon you, the author, the perfecter of our lives, the one who started a good work in us, the one who's going to see it through to completion. And Lord Jesus, we pray that this year people will come to know you. We pray, Lord Jesus, that in this very building we will have testimony after testimony of lives given to you, Lord Jesus, to worship you, to live for you, to be blessed by you, to be adopted into your family, Lord Jesus. I pray that you'd give us an obedience to make the most of every opportunity placed before us, Lord. With our friends, with our family, with our neighbours, with our community around us, Lord. Pour out your spirit in this place, Lord Jesus. In your precious name, Lord. Amen.